I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that older adults account for more than 40% of all inpatient surgeries and 33% of outpatient procedures performed annually in the U.S. To talk about assessing the risks and benefits of surgery in the older adult years is Dr. Mark Newbro. He's an associate professor of geriatric medicine and director of the Geriatric Medicine Fellowship Program at MUSC. Dr. Newbro, what are some of the cautions or added risks related to surgery for older adults?
It's difficult to lump all people over the age of 65 into one group because there are many people in the young range of 65 who have a long history of chronic medical problems and a high degree of functional impairment, while at the same time, there are many people 85 years and older who are very healthy and very independent in their function. We tend to think about groups of people based on what kind of health a person is, not just how old they are.
Are there some risks, however, that are across the board increased for all people over 65 or so years of age when surgery is involved?
We know that over the population, people's renal function tends to decline as they age. And so we know we need to make certain adjustments in medications and fluid management in and around the time of surgery based on that person's degree of kidney function.
How do providers think about increased risks for older adults?
We tend to look both at the patient and also at the procedure. So for the patients, we try to understand if this person is a high risk for surgery, a medium risk for surgery, or a low risk for surgery. Somebody who's very healthy and doesn't have a lot of health issues would generally be a lower risk for procedures. On the other hand, some procedures are very low risk, and some procedures are medium risk, and some procedures are very high risk, for example, brain surgery. When we think about recommending a procedure for people, we try to look at the patient's risk and the procedural risk and see how they match up.
Are there things that can be done before surgery to lessen the risks?
Yes, there are many examples. For example, people who have diabetes, and if their diabetes is not well controlled, their risk for having infections after surgery is much higher. We know that if we can help them get their sugars under better control, that their risk for complications from the surgery goes down. Good blood pressure management is also important when people are in the operating room. And a preoperative assessment would normally include looking at someone's overall medical status to make sure they're on proper medications. And in some cases, medications need to be stopped during the surgical procedure because of a variety of issues, including kidney function, the possibility of interaction with other medications that they may receive in the operating room. And the riskier the procedure, the more important it is that those steps are followed.
Dr. Newbro, what guidance would you offer for older adults who are thinking about having surgery?
I think it's very important for people to make sure they understand what their problem is, that they have a clear understanding of what the surgical procedure that's being proposed would do for them, and an understanding about the risk that they would be taking on, and decide how that all fits in with what's important to them and how this surgical procedure is going to help them achieve their goals.
And ask questions if they don't understand what's being discussed.
Absolutely.
Dr. Newbro, thanks for providing information about assessing the risks and benefits of surgery in the older adult years.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.